The Arkansas Supreme Court Committee on Professional Conduct meets today in Little Rock. The committee, which disciplines lawyers in the state, is scheduled to discuss two complaints that could lead to President Clinton's disbarment. In a surprise move late yesterday, 8 of the committee's 14 members announced they would not take part in the meeting. It's not clear what their recusal will mean for the outcome of the proceedings. NPR White House correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
The Southeastern Legal Foundation filed a complaint in 1998 asking the committee to disbar the president because his testimony in the Paula Jones sexual harassment case violated the code of conduct for lawyers. Matt Glavin is the president of the foundation.
The rules in Arkansas are quite clear. They say simply that it is lawyer misconduct to be involved in dishonesty, fraud, deceit, or misrepresentation. And that's it. Although the rules in Arkansas do point out that lawyers holding public office assume legal responsibilities going beyond those of other citizens.
The committee is also considering a complaint from U.S. District Court Judge Susan Weber Wright, who tried the Jones case. She found Clinton in contempt of court last year and ruled that he gave, quote, false and misleading answers designed to obstruct the judicial process. Wright, however, did not ask for any specific penalty. White House aides in private fume about the disbarment request. They say it's a partisan effort from a legal foundation whose president once boasted he was the liberal establishment's worst nightmare come true. But Matt Glavin says his group is on firm legal ground.
This is not about Bill Clinton. This is about 275 million other people in America who have a right to a court system that's free of lawyers who lie under oath and obstruct justice.
The president's lawyers are not speaking to the press. According to the Southern Legal Foundation, the president's 87-page response to the disbarment claim argued that his statements, while misleading, did not constitute lying under oath. This is essentially the same argument he used in his impeachment testimony before the grand jury. And the president argues that a reprimand or lesser punishment is appropriate in his case, not disbarment. The Arkansas committee does not have to determine whether or not the president committed a crime. All it has to do is decide whether or not he is fit to be a lawyer. On a practical level, losing his license would mean little to the president, since he has no plans to practice law when he leaves office. But John DePippa, who teaches constitutional law and legal ethics at the University of Arkansas, says disbarment would be significant.
Disbarment, being the equivalent of the death penalty for lawyers, says something bad about the president, even if he's never going to practice law. And I don't think he wants that on his record or in his legacy.
DePippa advocates a short suspension, not as severe a punishment as disbarment, but a little tougher than a reprimand. He says that would remove any partisan taint from the proceedings.
Disbarment would send the wrong message because it would be unlikely to ever disbar a lawyer and under similar circumstances. Disbarring this lawyer, President Clinton, would give the appearance that it's just done for political reasons.
DePippa points out that the Arkansas Supreme Court Committee has never disbarred a lawyer who was not also convicted of a crime, but he admits it's impossible to predict how the committee will rule, since it's never had a case quite like this one. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.